A Safe Haven, written by Irene Northern and read by Anna Cordell.
Amy, I feel sick again.
Daisy's timorous blue eyes were filled with alarm as she made the announcement. Blimey, how are you going to manage that? Demanded Seth. There can't be nothing left inside you. You've already been sick once since we left Paddington and wet your drawers twice. His tone changed to a sing-song chant as he taunted. Daisy ain't got no drawers on, Daisy ain't got no drawers on.
I have so,
cried Daisy, her nausea forgotten in her indignation.
Amy lent a pair of hers, didn't you, Amy? Make him stop.
Yes, you stop this instant, Seth Reynolds. Amy rounded on him angrily. Then she put her arms comfortingly about the other girl. Just you look out at the view. That'll take your mind off things. Open the window a bit, Jed. Obligingly, the fourth member of the quartet unhooked the leather strap and lowered the window, letting in the cold air. Amy was careful not to catch his eye. It had been Jed's idea to hang Daisy's bloomers out of the window to dry, not appreciating the strength of the draught caused by the speeding train. In a trice, the wind had filled the stout calico drawers and wrenched them away, sending them whirling over the heads of a herd of bemused cows. Daisy had been so distressed by the loss of her precious, if uncomfortable, underwear that Amy had sacrificed a pair of her own drawers to comfort her. Amy swallowed the giggles provoked by memories of the incident and gave her friend an encouraging hug. There now, Daisy, don't that feel better? Hesitantly, Daisy nodded, her eyes fixed on the wide expanse of water and mudflats that were hurtling by.
Is that the sea? She asked.
Shouldn't think so, said Amy, looking too. No, it ain't big enough, said Jed. We can see the houses and fields and things on the other side.
Ain't there houses and fields on the other side of the sea? Demanded Daisy.
Course there are, stupid, Seth hooted with derisive laughter, but swiftly subsided under Amy's stern glare. Certainly there are, she said firmly. They're just too far away for us to see. This was more than Daisy could comprehend, and a perplexed frown settled between her pale eyebrows.
Amy, she said at length, this place we're going to, what's it called again?
Brixham! It's called Brixham! How many more times? Declared Seth.
This Brixham place, Daisy continued, ignoring the exasperation in his voice. We are going to like living there, ain't we? I mean, it'll be good being there by the sea, won't it? Better than back in Lambeth.
It was a question she had asked repeatedly on the long train journey.
Go, not again!
Seth raised his eyes heavenwards. Shut up, said Jed. Amy shot him a grateful glance. He was the quiet one, was Jed. He recognised poor Daisy's need for constant reassurance. Come to that, they could all have done with a bit of reassurance.